Somebody has to be the best in the business.
I think if Tamagotchi Life allows me to make Detroit Island a fiery hellscape of poverty and homelessness, then I will have to buy Tamagotchi Life. Okay.
Don't say a word. Are you liking it?
I'm kind of... I don't know what is happening to this thing. Did I eat it or not?
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't. Okay, let's go here.
Griffin, are we live?
We are live because we are the best in the business.
The best in the business!
Jeff Brewer, Tamagotchi Mayor.
Well, not yet. Jamie's farther than I am.
Well, you're going to oust him once you arrive.
Yes.
It's a political coup.
Like a dumb idiot.
This is like a... Who's the guy who made Fable again, whose name escapes me?
Molyneux?
Peter this is Molyneux. Like a Peter Molyneux experience.
No, it's like a Molly Jammer. What was it called?
Yeah, yeah.
Molly Dew. It's a Molly Dew.
It's a, yeah. Well, yeah, the Molly Jams had all those. It was like, what if you were a dog's anus?
I think this game was born from a Peter Molly Dew.
Yeah.
It literally, it has that feel. It's like, I am God, but I'm God of the shittiest universe ever. Detroit Island, where veggie burgers abound.
What's the cost on a veggie burger in Detroit Island?
$5. Huh. If you want the steak dinner, that's $15 and some change.
Wow, that's not bad.
I guess. I mean, I don't want to say anything more because everything is a spoiler for Jeff. But
yes,
I'm sure all food in Detroit is 50% concrete as well.
And it's actually, each food contains a part of a car. Like, you know how sports cards contain like a little sliver of the bat, you know?
What? Yes, exactly.
They just do that with all food items.
Oh, it's cards, yeah. Like the jersey cards. I think they said sports cars.
No.
I was really confused. James Scherer, you're here as well.
Yes.
Current
yes.
presiding mayor of Tamagotchi, Detroit Island.
Detroit Island, yes.
All right. Well, the three of us, Griffin Hoffman, are going to do this. I'm three
Let's
people.
Let's do it. Best of show.
Best of show. Best who is show. The Let's best in the business?
The best in the business.
I'm going to go with Konami.
Always.
Capcom.
Always bet on Konami.
That Capcom game looked pretty fun. That one that they showed.
So E3 2014 press conferences just wrapped up. You guys just want to just go?
Let's just wrap.
Just go. All right.
I appreciated the succinct quality of Microsoft's press conference. And although I think that PlayStation had overall a more compelling show, I think that the timing problems that everyone's talking about, and some other tone problems maybe,
mm-hmm.
I think we'll skew it so that I think people might come away saying that Microsoft took the prize. I don't know.
Ooh. Yeah, I tend to agree with Jamie. I think that Microsoft had a better show just in terms of like pacing and presentation. I also really love how they didn't waste any time actually talking about exclusive content, and they just put it on the bottom of the screen mid trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like my favorite thing. And it's
like
funny
the news ticker.
Yeah, usually they're awful about that stuff.
This just in, Tsunami sweeps. Woohoo Island. Yahoo Island.
It's funny because they usually were the worst about that kind of thing, but they actually got their shit together. And also, they were like really humble. They congratulated Sony and Nintendo at the beginning of the presser.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of really cool stuff. They ticked all the right boxes, I think. So I think they had a stronger show, but I'm not sure that that's going to translate to like a stronger performance in the fall. I think just in part to because what Sony had to offer was probably like more diverse, more interesting, more niches served. So I think they'll have a better kind of they'll have a better fall. They'll have a better time going forward, even though they had a slightly inferior show.
Gotcha. I think I agree with you. And Nintendo, I don't think they had a poor showing. It's just really disappointing that even small games like Mario Maker are 2015.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah, we just wrapped on that like 20 minutes ago.
I guess we've got more to go, right? We've got to watch whatever Miyamoto's doing. Maybe there'll be some bombshells.
Sure. I mean, and keep in mind, these are just the press conferences. The show proper starts today. So this is where other things will be shown. Things that didn't make into those, like the backroom meetings were all going to be happening.
Yeah. Yeah, and they had a couple announcements, like Ninja announcements, after the digital event ended for Nintendo that kind of rounded out the catalog a little bit. A couple cult 3DS titles that I'm really excited are getting localized. But it's really distressing. I agree with Jamie. Like, everything they showed was like 2015, and they didn't say when in 2015. It was just like 2015.
Yeah.
Very distressing. But.
Well, I think Jeff and I, we talked about this last night too. Microsoft, I agree with you guys. They had a very proper show. It was very good. They delivered well. But there's just something about that Sony kind of like, I don't even know, like just candidness. Like it was kind of bumbling and kind of silly, but really enjoyable for just the sheer amount of everything they showed.
How about that Sean Layden? Raise the roof.
Yeah.
He was not very good.
How about that Powers?
Oh man,
Sean Layden. That's the only video on YouTube that you cannot comment on the Sony page.
Sean Layden looks like the mayor of a major city.
Okay.
He looks like a New York mayor.
Yes.
That Powers guy was just like some weird studio exec.
He looked like the Kingpin.
He did.
Like from Marvel. Like he was a villain.
Well, he is a Marvel dude, so.
Yeah.
One never knows.
He came out wearing like a white suit, bald head, giant cane, and then he had like...
I'm surprised he left his monocle in the back, to be honest.
And his giant spider scorpion walker.
Trotting out all those execs is another indication of how Sony is still kind of operating in the press conference model of the past, where they take their time. They don't have the constraints of being broadcast live, so they don't have to be wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Unlike Microsoft, which is simultaneously being broadcast on Spike. So I think Microsoft is kind of like, we got to fit all our stuff into an hour. We're just going to have some games, and you're going to see our CEO. He's going to have a t-shirt on. It's going to be totally chill. And right. Sony is like, now introducing this old man.
But wait, weren't they live on Spike as well?
I don't believe so.
Huh. I watched them on game trailers. I didn't know they weren't.
You know, they had that 10-minute delayed start because they had to get through those effing previews in the movie theater.
They had to show the mandatory Amazon Prime advertisement.
Damn you, Omaha!
Also, I think you're right, Jamie, that they weren't on Spike. I think you are right about that.
I was happy, both happy and dismayed to see that Sony sunk back into its usual, like, here's a bunch of numbers on blue slides.
You press the share button 220 million times.
Yeah, just let's throw as many.
We have your fingerprints.
Watchdog.
Speaking of Watchdogs, I re-listened to that discussion that we had. Discussion in quotation marks about NFP.
Uh huh. What about it?
I was so right.
Griffin, we had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I was just messing with you guys because I hated those slides that came out that were like just hastily put together garbage, right?
But they were made by Nintendo.
Were they?
Yes, they were on Nintendo of Japan's website.
Okay. Well, they looked drummed up and really placeholdery, and that's what I was getting at. Was it's just everything looked placeholdery and nonsense, and like I was saying. What I was trying to compare it to was the Natal Connect thing. Like, what is the true name, not the code name? And I just thought NFP was so realistic that it made me so angry. And I knew they were going to do something so much worse.
Well, I think if you told us they were rechanging the name, I think we would have agreed.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get there,
but then I just got really angry.
What did you guys think of Amiibo?
Amiibo?
Yeah.
The Amiibro? Name.
Amiga?
Migo?
I think it's fine. I think that I've always been wondering what that stupid little corner of the gamepad is for. And I guess they've had this in the oven for quite a while.
Yeah. I was actually just wondering what you guys thought of the name.
Oh. I'm sure it's terrible.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, in terms of what they could have done, I guess it's like not the worst. But I thought it was just going to be like, I don't know, toy time.
Yeah.
I don't know, something more
in terms of just steering into the skid of choosing Wii as their name. That's, I guess it's fine. I guess it's totally fine.
It could have been so much worse. It could have been like Miu. I'm sure Miu was a contender.
It could have been Mini Wii.
Oh no.
Hey, what about all those super weird rumors about new hardware that apparently haven't come to fruition at all? Like hardware for emerging markets and all sorts of craziness. That none of that came to light, I guess.
Well, they Nintendo officially announced they're working on hardware for emerging markets for next year.
Okay.
As for the Nintendo Fusion thing, that was a DualShockers rumor, and I'm a dumb idiot for listening to it at all.
DualShockers.
Yeah.
DualShockers.
They have really...
best in the business. The best in the
business. They have, yeah, they have really shitty standards over there.
I guess we just got off the Nintendo, so do you guys want to like focus on that a little bit since it's the freshest?
Yeah, sure.
Can do that.
New Link looks great. He was young,
oh,
I predicted.
He looks awesome to me.
Yeah,
I love
the way
he looks. The blue shirt.
Yes.
Boners.
It was like a hybrid cel-shaded cartoon kind of look to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that he's not realistic. Thank freaking God.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Jamie. You had a question.
How do Nintendo developers and executives do this thing where they say something that has been done in games for literally 10, 15 years, and then when they say it, you're like, that's such a great idea. It's going to be completely different now. Like when he's describing the Zelda game, and he's like, see that mountain? You can go to that mountain. And I'm like, do you mean like Grand Theft Auto 3?
Or like Skyrim? Or any Bethesda game?
But when he says it, you're like, oh, yes!
I think it's because Nintendo has that weird Apple magic where like anything they say, even though it's been said a million times before, it sounds like they've really thought about it. Like, this is, like, something they have ruminated on for ages. It's been sitting, you know, in some Japanese cooking apparatus that requires patience.
Yeah.
And they extracted it after a certain amount of time, and it's perfectly aged.
After 3 Kabuki Theater showings, it was ready.
Like, that whole thing with them playing with yarn and shit, and just, like, it was, like, mesmerizing to watch.
Yeah, despite how hyped I was to go into this, and then immediately completely 100% angry and jaded from the outset of it. that turned me around so much, like looking at that Zelda thing and then the yarn stuff, which went on way too long, but then, you know, they just built up through the entire conference, and I really the robot chicken garbage, Jeff, as you said.
They had a lot of weird, like, meme stuff. Like, they had there's so much stuff that's going to be gift from this. First of all the Robot Chicken Mario crap. The Reggie and Iwata fighting. They must have known. It's so weird. I want to watch it again.
It's actually kind of delightful, like how much they enjoy being a part of that internet community.
Oh, I agree. I also really loved when they were talking about the Miis and they were showing the different Miis you could do. They chose 3. They had Lincoln Gets Sworn In. Elijah Wood joins the fight. and Ice-T pours it on.
Oh, it's Ice-T.
Which is the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was so happy.
Yeah. And as I called it moments before the thing, there would be the angry Death Stare Luigi making some appearance.
You were right. You were so right.
I'm impressed with how they integrated the Miis into Super Smash, because when I first saw that, I was like, nope, this is going to be awful. But then he was like, wait a minute, we didn't just throw them in there. You're going to be one of three types, and you can have these moves.
So. I like how Sakurai was like, I hate Miis. They're terrible. But Nintendo really wants me to put them in, so I'm going to change them as much as possible.
What I was commenting about the hitboxes, what I initially thought was it wasn't like you choose an archetype, but it was just kind of like a character skin. So you could be like, me Bowser, and then you have all the Bowser moves. But that's definitely not the case. Like, you have a three archetype set with interchangeable moves amongst those. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was saying the hitbox would be screwed up, but I guess it's definitely not.
Yeah, I thought that at first too, Griff, but I like the idea of just three character types much better.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else I liked? I hadn't really looked at any footage of the Super Smash coming for 3DS, but I liked the way it looked, and I liked how you can put the outlines around the characters to keep things simpler on the screen, because it's going to be a super tiny screen and there's going to be a lot going on.
Yeah, and you can turn them off, which I also like.
Yeah. If you're not into that, it kind of looks like when you do have those highlights on, it kind of looks like paper cutouts.
Yeah.
On a diorama, which I actually don't mind. Yep. I think that looks kind of cool. So
looks a ton like Super Street Fighter 4 for the 3DS. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
So I had zero interest in that version of the game, at least before this, and now I'm like, whatever. Maybe I'll look into it. I'll try it out.
It's gonna be coming out way before the other one.
Yeah.
They did, however, confirm a holiday. It was kind of under the radar. They were like, oh, you'll be able to use Amiibo with Smash Brothers this holiday. And that was the only mention of a possible release date.
Just lurching closer and closer to an actual date.
Yeah, and speaking of actual dates, holy crap, there were not many of them. And they were all 2015.
Yep. Yeah.
Not even a quarter, just 2015.
Even that cool game with the splashies. What was that game?
Splatoon.
Can we take one quick step back here?
Yeah.
And clear your minds. Think back to the event. Was there any detail on how Amiibo actually interacts with Smash Brothers?
Yes,
after,
there was. Yeah.
After.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kit and Krista.
So no,
told us all about it.
Not during the event, but you got filled in after.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They
a little more. Still kind of vague.
What did they say?
They said that it's the Super Smash will be the first game that uses them. They said that they showed the characters that will, I guess, be available at launch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
Hulk Smash! Do you want me to step in, Jamie? Because I know how they work, actually. So here's what they said. So essentially, there's going to be this new class of character that's not quite like a CPU opponent, mm-hmm. but isn't a human opponent, obviously. And you can summon these in at any point by just throwing your end of your Amiibo character on the pad, and they'll pop in, and they can either be like your friend who helps you out mid battle, so sort of like an assist trophy, but actually like an actual AI helper. so they can be your friend who helps you out mid battle. You can fight against them. You can pit them against each other. And they have you can give them like custom move sets and stuff, and you can level them up and make them more powerful. It sounds like it'll be something that'll only be part of like single player and local multiplayer, because I don't think it would really work in online. It could be really unbalanced,
mm-hmm.
Which really makes me question its viability. Who's going to be interested in doing this in their game? I guess kids will, but like I don't see.
I'm just thinking of the pro scene, like the competitive pro scene. Like they walk up on stage and they're like, oh, he has a Dr. Mario figure in his back pocket and he's reaching for it. Oh, he pulls out a Bowser. Oh, my God.
No, the competitive scene won't use these. I guarantee it right now. There's just no way. They're completely unbalanced and they're CPU allies. So there's just or enemies. There's just no way. I don't see it happening.
But it'd be so much fun.
Yeah, but it's not level. I mean, you know, you have to level them up. It just wouldn't It wouldn't be part of the competitive scene. It would be part of, I guess it would kind of work in the party scene, but it just seems so weirdly unbalanced. Like, I don't think it would be very fun.
Well, maybe you should stop playing Nintendo or Smash Bros. Like a crazy person.
Well, like, I like Smash Brothers when there's items turned on, but I don't know, like, if summoning another random dude into the battle whom I don't control sounds very fun. I don't know, it's like the Mario Kart conundrum. Like, Mario Kart is fun because it has weird items that disrupt the balance of the game. Uh-huh. But it's not fun if they disrupt the balance too much, and it's not fun if it's too skill-based. So I think the same thing is true of Smash, and I think this trends more towards the too disruptive.
I don't know. I just have an amazing image of, like, the Daigo sitting there, and he's like, oh, we've been watching him for months. And every time he pulls out this Birdo action figure and puts it on his stand, he's maining Birdo at the moment as his amiibo. But then all of a sudden he pulls out, like Doc, and you're like, oh, no way!
Yeah, not happening.
All right, dare to dream.
You can dream. But I mean, what do you think of that implementation? Do you think it sounds interesting?
I mean, not particularly.
I didn't expect it to ever be interesting. I just expected it to be exactly what it is. So far, it's not completely offensive, which is maybe the best that I could hope for.
Yeah,
like, I also said it would probably be assist trophies, and I guess that is not too far off, but by making it like actual
AI,
CPU players, like it might be a little bit more worthwhile, but it just, I mean, I think it's treading this middle ground that makes it really not appealing to anyone. Jeff, as you kind of said before.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And they're also going to put them in Mario Kart 8 somehow, which I think is odd. Like, I don't know. I guess you could store vehicle customizations, maybe? I don't really know.
Drivers.
It's weird. They have this is the catalog they announced that's going to support it. So they said, because they announced this after the show as well, Griffin. Hmm. They said it'll be in, let's see here, hold on. Smash Brothers, Mario Kart 8, Captain Toad's Treasure Hunt. Hmm. Weird, right? Mario Party 10. And Yoshi's Woolly World.
Huh.
So the Yoshi Yarn game is going to somehow feature amiibo, and I have no idea how.
Huh.
So I don't know what to think. But yeah, I guess you're right, Jamie. It could have been worse. That Mario has one.
The thing
one...
is, don't look completely shitty. Sorry, go on.
I was going to say that Mario has one awesome fireball.
Yeah.
Right. Make me a good figure.
What?
Make me a good figure.
Mario go fire?
No, make me a good figure.
Oh, I'm sure they're good figures. I believe that they're high quality.
Yeah, that's just what I said on the last podcast, but
oh.
Like that, like an idiot. They look good though.
Yeah.
They look they look really awesome. Like they have that kind of Skylanders sheen and like quality to them, but they're Nintendo, so wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you can clip on your crap from other games into the Wii U now.
Yeah,
what do you
like
mean?
Disney Infinity and Skylanders Trap Team.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they finally the firmware update to activate the NFC. It's been laying dormant. You won't unlock the true power of the Wii U.
it's in the cloud.
It's the much rumored extra graphics that haven't been turned on yet.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, if you don't use the Amiibo platform, you free up an extra 10% of the Wii U CPU.
Whatever, man. I'm an Amiibro for life. Going to AmiiboCon.
Have you guys been writing Aisha Tyler fan fiction like crazy since last night?
Oh my god, have I?
She was Frenching on all those dudes.
She was, yeah.
French hugging them.
Why she got the job? Is it nepotism? Because she speaks that socialist bullshit language.
Yeah, she's like but... Bienvenuto or something.
She got a pretty good French accent.
Yeah,
she does.
I'll give her some props.
That's your requirement. She was fantastic this year, I think, in the Ubisoft press conference.
That was a decent press conference.
Yeah,
I think they're always at least decent. This is my feeling with Ubisoft.
Oh, I don't know about that, Jeff.
Okay, Mr. Caffeine.
Mr. Caffeine, the year before with Joel McHale and the laser gun shooting running around the stage.
Wait, Was that Jamie Kennedy?
No, that was Joel McHale.
Oh, okay.
That was the breathing game also, where you have to breathe in and out and it moves the little thing up and down. He was just like, what the fuck is this?
Okay, Ubisoft in the years of Aisha Tyler have all been good.
Yeah. I'm really excited about the next Assassin's Creed game, Assassin's Creed Unity. I know that you guys aren't as excited, but for some reasons, probably all of them quite subtle, I feel like that game is distinct from the other ones. There's more people on the ground. You can go inside some buildings.
No,
the lighting seems completely different. It seems like it's more of a next-gen slash, I guess now, current-gen game. It seems like there's maybe more, like he came across a murder mystery mission. Maybe that would actually be interesting.
Mm-hmm. But there was also that chase mission.
Yeah, but also they're like, F this chase mission.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the whole point of the thing, I think. I think it started on the chase mission and then he got distracted. And I think that was kind of like the joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
It
does have next-gen parkour.
Was that confirmed next-gen only?
Yes.
I believe it's for PS4 and Xbox and PC.
Because they've said that the rumor was Unity is only next gen, and then there's this Comet talk that was never actually cemented in reality of that being the previous gen game. So I'm curious. Those crowds look pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty thick.
Mm-hmm. Also the next gen parkour.
Thick like a tuna can.
I like the next-gen parkour. He was doing all sorts of unnecessary flips that in real life would just put you in danger and make you extremely visible. Trying to sneak up on these bad guys, just going to do a couple roundhouse kicks.
Some casual flips.
That building climbing was pretty hot, though. Apparently, you're just going to be even more overpowered when it comes to scaling the sides of things.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with.
I mean, the four-player co-op I don't give a crap about, but no. I'm sure it'll have the same great multiplayer that we've all enjoyed for years, and I'm still not tired of that multiplayer. Well, so
I'll play co-op with you guys because it's the only game releasing this fall.
just from the little demo that they gave, too, it looked like there was like missions where it was broken out saying like, oh, this is a four-person mission, this is a one-person, this is like maybe best with four people. So,
impression, Griff? How did you figure that out?
When they were walking around and looking at the mission types with the star ratings, it would also say, like, one player, four player.
Oh.
Like, it would have a breakout on it.
Okay. So it's like Peace Walker.
Yeah. But without the dinosaurs.
Oh, man.
Or the teen nudity.
Teen nudity.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Well,
she's technically, like, 25, guys. We swear.
wasn't she like 14?
No, in reality she's older. It's funny because like whenever they do this, they make a point of making them way older. So they'll have like the Lolly Girl, and she'll be represented like all the people will interact with her like she's a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And then like in Fire Emblem, she'll be like, I'm actually 1,000.
Good cover.
It's not rape. Have my babies.
Right. Yeah, how about that freaking Metal Gear Solid like leak that pour some ashes on me?
There was some great symbolism there, guys. Did you hear when he went, I'm nuclear?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my god.
How many times how did you pick up on that subtlety?
I just want snake sneering ashes all over his face. Yes. I showed Griffin the cocaine bear picture.
Yeah, uh-huh. Perfect.
And I think it's the same thing with Snake. It's actually just all coke.
Yep.
Granted, I haven't played the demo that's out for that thing, but I am not excited for that at all.
Do you mean Ground Zeroes?
I haven't played Ground Zeroes. I don't care about this. It just looks so bad. I mean, it just...
Jimmy, all right, stay up until 1 o'clock tonight and then watch the trailer 5 times.
And then
Kojima will show up in your bedroom and he'll whisper the secrets into your ear.
I'm not saying that I won't love the game. I'm positive I will. But I don't know. I feel like the Nintendo is the right craziness, the right Japanese craziness, and Kojima is now the wrong Japanese craziness.
He has gone a little off the rails. I don't think the story has been good in mainline Metal Gear games for a while. Like, Peace Walker had a terrible story. I think.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. Okay. Well, it had terrible characters that contributed to a really terrible story.
Okay, fine, sure. MGS4, it had its moments, but it was a bloated game.
You take that back.
I played and loved it, but it's got problems, man.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know. We'll have to see what happens with the story, but I'm still excited. I'm still hyped. But there was a shitty trailer.
I did like that. Sure. Kojima, he tweeted a lot of stuff. But one of the more interesting things that he tweeted was the logo for it, where it's a snake with the goggles and the face mask on, or the bandana or whatever, scarf. He tweeted that the marketing team told him not to post that picture for this because they said you can't cover up your heroes' faces. And he said, they're not heroes. They're villains.
Whoa! What an emo teen badass.
Best in the business.
The best in the business.
I just pre-ordered it.
Was this in between posting pictures of food, Griffin?
Oh, of course. It was actually in between pictures of gold filters on wine.
Pictures of various parts of the Kojima offices rendered in Fox Engine.
In between pictures of various European models that he's hired on to be staff members.
That wasn't the thing that I was most excited about during the Sony press conference. Surprisingly for me, the two things that I'm really excited about is the Fetch DLC for Infamous, and I'm super glad I decided to play that game, because that's like the only like solid piece of original anything that's coming to the PlayStation 4 this fall. So I'm really happy that I played that game, and I like that character.
Yeah,
because now I'm actually like, yeah,
she's the best character in that game.
She's probably the best character. She has the best powers in the game, at least for me, the most fun powers to use. So that I think that's going to be great. I'm also excited for Little Big Planet. I usually don't care for those games, but that looked hella fun.
I think it's just because they had the best energy of anyone out there. They were just having a good time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well said.
I'll play that with Shannon. Now that I have four PS4 controllers, I'm looking like, what else can I play? What else can I get my friends over here to play with me?
Yeah.
Sign out outside like a Craigslist ad that's like looking for two friends to play Little Big Planet. I'm looking for a swoop and toggle.
Just add in the end, interested in interesting J.O. opportunities.
Oh,
you
guys
remember that
B.
Craigslist?
Forgot the
that
B.
Craigslist ad, right? No, do you know the Craigslist ad?
Mm-mm.
Jamie, you must remember this.
I feel like you once told me this.
So there's a Craigslist ad where this dude is like, hey, you want to come over to my house and J.O. to Michael Jackson's Beat It while eating Imitation Crab Meat? I'm not gay, I promise. It's just an interesting J.O. opportunity.
Is J.O. for Jam Out?
No, it is not. No, it is not.
I'm looking for some Jam Out opportunities.
No, you're jacking off.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm excited to play Little Big Planet with Jessica, and I'm also, I think I'm going to buy her GTA 5, which is probably going to make Griffin a little bit mad.
Well, but, GTA 5.
That would make me mad.
Oh, I don't know, because you don't like that.
Well,
you don't like that game.
Okay.
No, but what are you talking
so
about?
Angry.
You're going to buy it for your girlfriend? I don't get it.
What? Yeah.
Girls play games?
She likes GTA.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. The girl who doesn't like it, didn't she not like it at first when you cursed?
Yes.
And she likes GTA.
She curses now.
Okay.
she likes GTA for the reasons that we liked GTA when we were younger and we had just experienced open world for the first time. Like, she hasn't gone through the process of being in an open world for like 20 hours and then just getting completely sick of it after that.
You just really scared me, because I realized that these companies don't need to innovate because there keeps being children.
Welcome to the world of Star Wars.
They don't need to innovate because there's just new groups of audiences who have never had that feeling before, so they can just keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the only thing that would make me angry is, like, I hope it's not full priced, and I hope you don't waste your money on a ported thing like that.
Oh, hey, I'm cool with that, though.
Okay.
Last of Us is $60. I'm going to buy it. 100%.
It doesn't look that much better, honestly. Nope. The only thing that I really noticed was the 60 frames per second, because the player I was watching, I think it must have been Twitch, it was showing higher than 30 frames per second gameplay.
How are you?
Not fully 60.
I didn't know that there was gameplay out in the wild.
They showed gameplay in the video. It was running at 60 FPS.
Okay. I watched a trailer, the same one that you guys saw last night, but it looked mostly like cutscenes. And I don't know why they would show cutscenes, because they already looked amazing.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what they did.
There were some moments of... I mean, because I remember some of those cutscenes were in-engine, and some of them were... Well, you know, not in-engine. Some of them were like gameplay, and some of them were CG-type cutscenes.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed some gameplay cutscenes, so... But yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't look significantly improved visually.
Nope. But you get that DLC for free.
I already have it.
I already have it too. If it really doesn't look that much better, then I won't get it. But even if it looks slightly better, I will get it.
Also, there's the problem of me not knowing if I can make it through that game again.
Why? Because it's emotional.
Because it's really emotional. Yeah, it's really hard for me to play.
I'm relieved, because now I'm like, now I can play it again, and I know what's happening, so I don't need to constantly be, like, fearing for these characters' lives.
Oh, I'm like, now I can play it again, and I know how sad it is, and it's going to make me feel really sad even before it makes me feel sad.
I love how everyone in the press conference laughed when the trailer came on, and it said, this trailer contains spoilers.
I like when Adam Boyes was talking, and then, Hulk smash!
Their press conference was so buggy.
Grim Fandango.
Yeah.
That's not console exclusive, though, right?
It will probably be on the PC or other devices, like iOS or something like that.
I think it's coming to Xbone, but not first. Just, you know, first on PS4.
Right. There was a tweet by Tim Schafer or something. It was like, so happy to be working with Sony so we can get this as a PlayStation console first game.
Yeah.
Or I forget how it read exactly, but it implied, first of all, it's going to be out on other non-console devices. That's how I took it.
And then he slept around with Microsoft, and they're going to put Massive Chalice on there first. Those little assholes.
That's all Brad Meier, though. That's not Tim.
Oh, yeah.
That smiling bastard and his trenched nonsense.
Guys, I'm looking at the Legend of Zelda screenshots, and holy crap.
Was that real?
They said it was, yeah.
Okay.
They said...
Zelda's going to have cutscenes like that? Or...
They said it was all in-game or in-engine or whatever, okay. You know. That bow, man. That bow had some sparkles at the end of it. See that? Like,
yeah,
charged
it
up and did shit.
It looked cool.
Link had a blue shirt instead of a green one. Mm-hmm. I'm into that.
Did he have a cape? He had a cape in another game.
What are you thinking of that he had a cape in?
Hyrule poop monsters of the poop game.
Hyrule Warriors?
Yeah.
Is it sad that I'm kind of considering that game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure. Looks fun.
Nope.
Ish. Looks kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it looks fine as, like, a Dynasty Warriors big dumb game.
I've never played a Dynasty Warriors game.
Well, you only need one.
Great, it'll be the one that has the characters I like in it.
But what about Lu Bu?
I don't need any of the... who's that guy? Who's the Nobunaga? I don't need any Nobunaga people. 108
Stars of Destiny.
I don't need any Nobunagas.
You don't you don't have the ambition for Nobunaga?
No.
Yeah, I don't know about that game. Hey, maybe something fresh. Maybe not Gundam.
It's coming in 2014. Can't be said for most Wii U games.
Yeah. speaking of dressing up as dumb Nintendo characters and doing dumb stuff, how about that ending bit for Bayonetta?
Oh, God.
That was
no.
So sad.
I guess we don't need a new Metroid game now.
Nope. Yeah. Guys, even though I didn't predict Metroid for 3DS, I'm holding out hope that the unannounced 3DS project is going to be Metroid. I'm begging. Give me a Metroid game.
Jeff, did you? So you, there was that outside of the press conference thing with time that you completely knocked out of the park.
Hmm?
That you wanted to, I'm sure you want to claim your glory there with the Star Fox.
Oh, yeah. So Miyamoto announced that he's working on a Wii U gamepad project for Star Fox that is going to feature an unusual control scheme involving using the gamepad itself for aiming and then using the dual analog sticks for different maneuvers and stuff. And it has like gyrocopters in it or something. I don't even know. It sounds ridiculous. And he also said that it's going to be that previous Star Fox games were like movies. This one's going to be like a TV show. Kind of suggest episodic gameplay. I am guessing it'll be download only, and I did all the things right.
I thought about that for a little bit, and I thought maybe it'll be Super Nintendo Land 2 or something. Like incorporated in a bundle of the three projects where it's, you know.
Could be.
Using the pad, like making good on the promises and kind of going back to that Nintendo Land idea that has never been explored since launch.
If they put Star Fox in Nintendo Land, people will be so mad.
Why?
Because it's not what they want. They want a Star Fox game. They want one that doesn't just like lovingly poke fun at the world of Star Fox. They want an actual game that
but what if the characters are in the Star Fox universe? Like what if instead of it being like a hokey dokey, like silly Mario Party sort of a thing, to be like actually okay, Super Nintendo Land is like legit small package titles.
Well, first of all, I contend that Nintendo Land was a decent game. I enjoyed the minigames in that game. I just don't think that people are going to be satisfied with a minigame. I think they want an actual game. They want a typical, you know, progress from the beginning to the end, you know, go through a campaign.
But that's already what they said. He already said that's not what it's going to be. He said it's going to be episodic, like
yeah,
30 minutes, didn't he say?
I don't know if he gave times. He just said that...
Not 6 hours, more like... 30 minutes.
No, I think the analogy, well, I don't think the analogy was necessarily meant to say that it's going to be the length of a TV show. I think what he meant to say was think of it as a smaller experience than a full-fledged Star Fox game that we might iterate on. But it's still kind of far out. But I think if they do it in Nintendo Land, then necessarily it's going to be like an amusement park.
What if they brought the Nintendo Land brand up instead of it being like bringing Star Fox down to the Nintendo minigame?
Yeah, but what I'm suggesting is any time that Star Fox is sharing the stage with other stuff, I think people are going to be disappointed. They want it to get its own game. They don't want it to be part of a collection.
Oh, okay.
So like, and this is the thing. I like Nintendo Land. I think they're fun games. Some of them suck, but a lot of them are really fun. I just don't think people are going to be satisfied with that.
Best in the business.
Can you just use that from now on?
Always. The best in the
business. Yes. is there anything else in Nintendo that we should talk about before we kind of move away from that forever? Guys, I think we pretty much covered most of the big stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I think Splatoon was probably the most interesting realized thing that they showed, like actually having unique mechanics, good design, and being fully fleshed out and new. So I really enjoyed that part of their press conference, actually.
Yeah, very kind of atypical for Nintendo too.
Mm-hmm.
Like a shooter, not like a typical shooter, but still an online multiplayer game.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I love the when they would blow out the map and like you'd look at the map and it was all painted, or you'd like rocket over the whole. I just love that like scale that they were able to project through that, and using the touchpad and whatnot. Like, you know, it'd be like it was kind of Team Fortress reminiscent. But what if you could like see the whole map and the ground people were covering at the time? Like,
yeah,
it was really really cool.
Yeah, and hearing about how they like took this simple concept and then just came up with so many interesting twists on it, like hearing about like their design document and how they iterated is so cool.
Yeah,
I really love that.
Good. Yep.
So that was really cool.
It's just, they're so charming and cute too. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Nobody else would do this but you.
Yeah, instead of grizzled old white guys shooting each other in the face, it's little right. squid girls.
Instead of bald, ripped dudes coming up on stage talking to you about sports.
Speaking of EA.
Oh, okay. Go on.
No, go on. Go on, Jamie. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say briefly, that's kind of why I thought that Sunset Overdrive was one of my best in shows, because that trailer was amazing, because I was just ready for another shitty war game, because they were showing that soldier ducking behind cover. And that crazy cartoony main character guy comes on stage, and I was totally into it. I'm really excited for that game.
Yeah.
I hope I don't have to buy a Xbox One to play it. I hope it eventually comes to other things, but
I doubt it.
Might be PC if, at some point.
Maybe
I think it's paid for by Microsoft. Go ahead, Jamie. Mm. Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe if that and like a couple other things come out, and then the Xbones 300, Sans Connect, maybe that'll put me over the edge, because that looks really fun.
I think it looked great. I think the timing in the conference was fantastic, because they had just shown like Call of Duty, and I was like, okay, I've had enough with the shooting stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It looks like a really fun game, and I hate to be reductive, but like it, even though like the visual flourishes are awesome, I feel like I could live without it, because it doesn't really do anything truly revolutionary. It looks kind of like Ratchet and Clank,
yeah,
mashed together with, you know, Infamous,
Jet Grind Radio.
Yeah, a little bit of Jet Grind, which
all
is
those
great.
Things are awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. If I had a console that could play it, I would buy it. But it wouldn't push me over the edge, I don't think, into buying a console. Yeah.
Jeff, I'm on the same page as I'm on the same coin as you, just the other side, where I love the little touches. Like, I love the words that pop out of things when you shoot them, and just like the frenetic pace of everything. But the game as a whole looks completely blah. Like, if it's just arena shooters racking up points, that seems really boring.
Hmm.
But every little touch that they had in there seems really fun and cool. It just would be better served in a more interesting game.
Yeah. I can't believe no one had thought of that comic book where it's showing up on screen before. Mm. So great. Yeah.
I was like the Borderlands shooting dudes and numbers popping out, and you're like, oh my God, why has this never been done?
Yes. But anyway. Hello.
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 Oh, there you are. So what are we moving to next?
Skylanders.
Well, unfortunately not shown. I guess nobody would really show it, since it's a known entity. I'd like to, since we just talked about Microsoft, I thought that Call of Duty Advanced Warfare actually looked pretty good. Like, better than I was expecting, or it had any right to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey.
No Kevin Spacey, really. Like, there's just that one little clip, but the actual gameplay...
Well, that's all it takes.
Just a little Spacey will do ya. The dropship part, like, it was enough... I was surprised it was far flung into the future. Like, I don't remember what their time frame is on it, but I really liked that, like, dropship. Like, it was kind of... pseudo Halo-ish, and then the exosuits and the grenades, and
I like how limited the exosuit was with the really small fuel cell. I think that's very wise, to be honest.
And it had that kind of like parkour movement of Titanfall, but in an actual single player game. So I think, plus coming off of kind of like the tepid response to Modern Warfare 3, this game will do really well. I hope it does, because it looks really good.
Plus, the trailer featured not one, but two severed limbs.
Mm.
So,
tell me more. Do you have more severed limbs for me?
Big erection. And then Askreed came on like right afterwards, and then they showed the head being brutally cut off and put on a stake.
Oh God, that was disgusting.
I know. It was all the like of like guts being squished and stuff.
It was just like the you know exactly where they're going with this, where you are the head watching your own body fall away, and it's just like, oh, ugh.
Yeah, I wasn't into that.
No.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, but those grenades were cool.
Yes, they were.
You can toggle them. pretty good.
Yeah, tomato grenades.
So they have a lot of. There's this big push, seemingly, to take the UI, take the HUD away from the corners of the screen and put it onto the actual weapon. Right. So they have the gun.
Can you tell it was a Dead Space team that made that game?
Yeah, you really can. You have the gun that has the ammo reading on the actual gun itself. Did you notice, Griffin, how it kept creeping up?
Mm-mm.
I wonder why that was. I wonder if that was
creeping up.
The maximum ammo pool kept going incrementing by one every second. I might have been a demo thing.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it was a demo thing or if it was probably just like a god mode sort of a thing that they had in there.
Yeah, probably. But the other really cool thing that Griffin touched on was when you pull out a grenade, you only have one grenade in this game, but you can. There's a little thing you can like move your thumb on it, and you can switch between stun frag and sticky grenade, with just with the entire like queue of it just being on the grenade itself. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to actually have anything in the corner. There's no grenade inventory to manage.
Right. It's like, well, it reminds me of Borderlands, where it's like you get your grenade bases, like you get your explosive, and then you apply the effect that you want it to have by equipping that grenade modifier to it. So you're like, I'm gonna be a heavy tank man, and then put on this healing grenade that I throw, and it blows up and it sucks health and gives it back to me. Or I'm gonna put on the electric grenade that stuns people. In this game, you know, you're one man, and you have your one kind of like grenade base, and then you can cycle through your grenade options. Like Jeff, you said, there's frag, stun. I love the heat signature thing where you like, oh, that was so good. You throw out the grenade and it like paints the blast radius with like infrared tracking through walls. And then they also showed the jetpack grenade where you throw the grenade into the air and it just like heat seeks.
Yeah, lots of awesome stuff going on there. So I was pretty excited for it too. I mean, I don't really play COD, but looked like a good COD.
Yep, and then fuck arms.
I hate them.
Did you guys? I'm sorry, I got distracted by other people talking at me for a second. Did you guys talk about how narratively it looked more compelling than previous entries? At least to me, it seemed like they're
no. Go on.
I just thought. I guess you guys didn't think that. But when
no,
I was
I agree,
watching,
Jamie, go ahead.
When I was watching it, I was just impressed with. There's that. All I remember is that black guy, and he's like, "Open the door," and you're like opening the door for him. And even though that's very played, I mean, it looked interesting.
Mitchell.
I think it had some really good scripting. I will say. I thought
open the door.
I thought the drones were cool. The big pile of drones swarming around.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Time Crisis 3 drones.
Yeah, I have no idea why that's a thing that people think will happen, but hey, that was pretty neat.
It looked good. Particle
yeah,
effects.
It sure did. Reminded me of Journey a little bit.
Hmm.
The evil snake monster Journey things.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. I like the ripping off the car door and using that as a shield. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. There was a lot of good things in that trailer. I mean, for kind of an unknown studio stepping into it and it being a Call of Duty game, that was a great way to start.
I agree. Also, are you ready for open world Drivatars?
I've been ready since 2013.
That game still looks like a fun racing game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure does.
What's Horizon 2? It's a game.
I think that one of the highest points of that press conference was Super Ultra Dead Rising 3.
Arcade Remix
whatever,
Hyper
whatever.
Edition. No, I mean, Arcade Remix Hyper Edition EX Plus Alpha.
That's so good.
I want to play that so badly.
Yes.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
You know what? It's great news for us, though. Dead Rising 3 is coming to PC.
Mm.
So this probably will, too.
And it's standalone content, isn't it?
Is it? Are you serious?
I thought they said it was a standalone experience like the Frank West files or whatever.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain it was not connected to owning the main game.
Looked so good.
Yes,
I'm
it did.
Check.
It looked like a bunch of dumb hot trash that I love.
Like, it looks like it's not standalone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Giant zombie M. Bison boss. Oh, my God. Here's what it said when Frank showed up. So I'm looking at a picture of it. I'll be Frank. You're in the kick of time. Now let's chuck off. Oh, my God. I love it. What else did they show over there that's noteworthy? I thought Dragon Age Inquisition looked great.
I didn't.
Jamie, you liked it, right?
Yes, I'm excited for that.
Inquisition.
I've never played a Dragon Age game. I've wanted to, but I just never got around to it, and I'm excited for that one.
I was gifted the original Dragon Age and haven't been bothered to play it yet. Have it on my Steam list.
I'd be so surprised if you guys actually had the motivation to play this one, because I don't think it's going to be that much different. It'll be very different, and it'll be not that much different.
So it'll be somewhat different.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be like the next fighting game iteration that has a big balance patch sort of thing that makes everybody angry, but overall, like, from the outside, it doesn't really change anything.
Dance Central Spotlight.
I was actually really surprised by those. Dance Central Spotlight and Fantasia Music Evolve being shown on stage. That was weird, right? With Kinect kind of being pushed out the door and Harmonix being essentially gutted. that was a weird thing to happen. And then having Alex Rogopoulos come out beforehand, like in the pre-show with Larry Herb, and be like, I'm so excited about this. And you're like, really?
You know what's really weird to me is that I don't think they actually said the words Kinect or Smart Glass once in that entire presentation.
Yeah.
which was wise, because they showed Kinect being used, and they showed Smart Glass being used. They showed it being used in Fable Legends in the worst way possible. Mm-hmm. But they never said a word about it, which made me very happy. So that's a thing that happened.
Yeah. Fable Legends, still not interesting to anybody.
Yes. Bobby Moynihan?
Bobby Moynihan. He's hilarious.
He was there.
They should just make a game where you touch Bobby Moynihan's face and he makes different noises.
You're like, wow!
$10 for that game.
They showed Conquer and Project Spark. That was the only rare thing we saw. Yeah. Studio's dead.
And that was about enough of a Spark thing to see, too, I thought.
Yeah, I don't really care about that game.
Yeah, me either.
But hey, you can do third-person shooters in it.
Hey, building levels, isn't that fun? Nope.
Yeah. Ori and the Blind Forest, I'll go ahead and lump that together with Inside. I thought they both looked really good. I thought Inside looked better.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie, have you seen Inside yet?
No.
You need to look up Inside by Playdead. It's the guys who made Limbo, and it looks so good.
Right, Phil Spencer had a Limbo shirt on, so you know it's good. Jeff, did Ori and the Blind Forest, is that actually exclusive to Xbox One?
Yeah, it's made by Moon Studios, so that's a Microsoft-owned subsidiary, so I'm guessing that it is. It might come to PC later, but pretty sure it's not coming to...
Gotcha.
At least I think. Let me check. I could be wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, If it could do the Limbo thing too, you know, of course, where it does in fact come out 2 years later on the other console or whatnot, or a PC or something like that. But
I think it looked
very indie. It had an art style.
God damn it!
It had emotions in its trailer.
Griffin, you're becoming a parody of yourself.
I kind of turned away when that was happening because all I could think was like, oh, Jeff's probably just gushing about this right now.
This is what The Last Guardian has become now. This is all we're going to get that resembles The Last Guardian. Okay, so you know what?
rat birds are so cute.
Let me have my day in the sun, damn it. No, actually, I thought Inside looked better than Ori and the Blind Forest.
I agree, yeah.
I thought the content of Inside was much more... It was something I had not seen before. Whereas Ori is a concept I've seen done before. I'm still excited about it, but Inside was really cool.
Right.
The other one, did you just say that the other indie game, which I did see before my stream started exploding, that game, Ori, that game is Xbox exclusive, you just said?
I believe so.
Okay, and this Inside one, which looks amazing with its art style and all, is not...
That's not, no. It's I think it's first on Xbox, I believe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
so those
wait
cool.
a second. Is it? So then that means my prediction is true.
What's that?
I said Microsoft would be all about the games, and make good on it by showing two Xbox One exclusive titles. New IP, not yet announced, being this Ori and Scalebound.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you can be right on that one.
Yes, I'll take it. It's a weak one, but sure.
So Inside will be first on Xbox One, which excites me because I don't have to buy an Xbox One.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure it'll be PC, just like Limbo was.
Probably, and I'm sure it'll be PS4. Eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, Sony's doing a good job gobbling those guys up. So,
I think we should maybe wind down in a few minutes because I want to catch that Treehouse thing, and we can come back. But should we talk about the whole Halo kerfuffle?
Let's table. I don't know what the kerfuffle is, so let's table that.
Okay.
And just talk about Cuphead for the next 10 minutes.
Jamie, you haven't seen the Cuphead trailer yet, so I'll go ahead and link you.
Cuphead.
You need it in your life.
It's Cuphead.
Okay.
Cuphead is basically...
Cuphead Milk Boy? What is it? Like, Carafe Dude?
I don't know. Cuphead is basically... You know Popeye, Jamie? Or like Steamboat Willie? Those cartoons?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It's that.
Yeah.
It's literally just one of those, like, exactly as you would imagine it.
It's amazing 50s animation in, like, a Kirby-style action game.
Didn't they do that with that Disney game?
Kind of, with Epic Mickey for the level transitions or something.
Yeah.
Hold on, my computer is,
but
like...
But this is, like, full force digging into, like, the kind of bajankety... bad frame rate kind of a thing, like hand drawn cells that are going through a flipbook. Like, it has that very natural animation quality to it, and then everything is exaggerated in that like early Disney quality where it's just everything might be racist, you just don't know.
I just sent you the trailer, Jamie. You should watch it.
All right, awesome.
You should watch it. And it's like a shooter, like a kind of a Mega Man Kirby shooter thing.
Oh wait, I sent you the wrong one, but this will give you a good impression
what's
of what it's like.
To?
I think platforms.
at least Xbox One.
It looks.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the most recent trailer because it's got some cool new art in it, Jamie.
Yeah,
it's got a crazy looking cat.
That bat thing in the tree, that sunflower. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Cuphead and Mugman are in trouble.
Mugman, there we go.
Oh, no, there's a devil man. Oh, there's a bat.
Graph Chap, that's the DLC, I think.
Oh, my God, this looks so good. Yeah. Holy crap.
It sure does. They did the ID at Xbox or something like that quickly?
They showed a sizzle reel. I can read off, like, all the different ones.
Yeah, you jotted them down, didn't you?
Hold up. I'll just go through them real quick. Fine. Go ahead, Jamie. Go ahead.
So even with all this, like, this game looks awesome.
Yeah.
That other indie game, Jeff, you and I think it looks awesome. And we all agree that some of those Xbox games look pretty good. But you guys aren't even tempted to get an Xbox One.
No, because this is all coming to PS4.
Okay.
Griffin, are you tempted?
I am tempted. Nothing really, like, swayed me, like the Halo announcement. I think was their biggest leverage, and then maybe Sunset Overdrive is like the secondary kind of thing, but there's nothing that really said now is the time.
Yeah, I think we don't know yet which of this is truly exclusive, and it doesn't seem like much of it is.
Gotcha.
But I'll go ahead and read the indie reel real quick just because I wrote them all down. Aztez, Night Squad, Plague Inc. Evolved. Stop me if any of these resonate with you guys.
Plague Inc. Evolved is an iPhone game that came out 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, they're getting threes, guys.
Yep.
Oh, hooray.
They're getting ports of a lot of mobile games. It's really hilarious. Mm-hmm. They're getting Riptide GP or GT or GP. Yeah, GP. That shitty mobile game about wave racing. Anyway, Earthlock, Festival of Magic, Cuphead, Hyper Light Drifter, Lifeless Planet, /- FRU, Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time, Mighty No. 9, Grave, Threes, Phoenix Rage, Wolf, # iDarb, Hellraid, and below.
Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time is by far the best title of anything announced.
Yeah, I wish we had played that at PAX, Jamie.
Yeah.
But I was a dum-dum. Just couldn't summon the energy or will. Yeah, so those are cool. They got some indie games. They had a thing afterwards where they were talking about how easy, quote unquote, ID at Xbox is. And they completely glossed over the fact that you have to have like a launch parity clause and all this stuff. It was really funny. And then they were like, if you're new to development, you shouldn't start with consoles. You should really cut your teeth on Windows Phone first. It was really great.
Can we end on a high note before the treehouse thing happens?
Sure. Yeah.
Tomb Raider was shown next.
Yeah, it looked great.
And damn, that looked good.
Sure did.
Wait, I missed something. I didn't see, like, I didn't watch the trailers that you guys watched. And I did play the first Tomb Raider, the first rebooted Tomb Raider, and loved it. So I should be the most excited. But I didn't, like, see anything. Like, she was talking to a therapist. She shot some guy. Like, what did you guys see that I didn't see?
Really nothing. I just like that and this is the thing. Like, I think it was just entirely a CG trailer. I just like that they are actually trying to find a way to continue the narrative, I think.
I liked a more psychologically interesting Laura, and one that was not 100% helpless and just a pile of boobs.
Then you'd still like the first game, then, because by the end of it, she isn't.
Jamie, this trailer served the purpose of getting me excited to go and play the first game, which I own right now. I just haven't played it yet.
It's I think that you should just jump into it. It's the kind of game where you really can just jump into it and play a couple hours, feel like you did a lot, and then come back. Like, it's not like a commit. It's not one of those AAA commitment games.
Yeah, I think I will, Jamie, and I think the dearth of titles releasing this fall will give me a chance to.
Yes.
I'm actually, after that trailer, I'm really excited to go back and play the first one and experience this character development. I don't know. I just thought it was really cool. You don't see characters that are that human very often, even though it was like kind of cheesy a little bit.
Right.
I just was excited that they're actually trying to make her a human being who like has PTSD. I was like, hey, that's really cool.
I guess because I already know that, because that's the story of the first game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's up? Like, sure, I'm excited, but that's what happened. This is the game that I played already.
I mean,
but
the reason why I'm excited is because it wasn't disgusting. Like, it was a human person who's weak in a human way, not in a cartoon boobs way.
But she's not weak in a cartoon boobs way in the first game.
I think Griffin's reacting to some of the media he saw.
Which is why I refuse to play that game still, is how they said they were pitching it.
I think you should play it, though, Griffin, because she actually is pretty cool in the game.
I have to stand by my convictions, and I will not play that game because of what they did.
All right. Well, and please to enjoy the sequel.
I will, as long as they don't say we put some baby fat on her to make you feel more concerned about her.
That is despicable.
To make her more fabbable. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel. See, I didn't see that press, and I just played the game, and it's not like that. So I'm so sad. I wish that I could go back in time and prevent you from seeing that, and then it'd be like Back to the Future.
I wish I could go back in time and let you see that.
Anyway, I'm excited to go through the first one and get ready for the second one. But
we gotta go though.
Yeah,
it's about time for Nintendo.
I'm gonna cut and watch this treehouse thing. See Miyamoto talk about his Pikmin gardening. Marijuana craziness.
His new his new game about retirement.
All right, guys. We'll finish this at a later time.
Yep. Yes. Sounds good.
Bye.
Somebody has to be the best in the business.